So I'm very humbled to have to present after all these wonderful presentations. It's my first time presenting, and to have to follow Sergio and the amazing stories that we heard already this morning is, I'm going to take a few deep breaths to get through, but stay with me. So yes, this is our presentation from Oregon, Transformation from the Outside In, how CHWs are being integrated or not into Oregon's coordinated care organizations. And I don't have any financial declaration. So our learning objectives for this presentation is to discuss how community health workers in Oregon have actually been able to influence the conceptualization of the community health worker role within healthcare reform. And we're also going to take a look at some of the different roles, structures, and the anticipated outcomes from community health worker models or community health worker models being used in Oregon. And when I wrote this abstract many, many months ago, we thought that we might be able to talk to you about assessing the different effects that Medicaid reimbursement has had for CHWs and CHW programs in Oregon. But while we have most of the pieces in place for Medicaid reimbursement, we're not quite there. So you'll have to wait for next year for that one. So today I'm just going to bring you, because I know we're short on time, really quickly through some context around Oregon policy, talk about some of the different models that we're seeing pop up, and then kind of talk about, I represent the Oregon Community Health Worker Association, kind of talk about the strategies that we've used to influence and make some shifts in this. So I'm a newbie to this field, and I really appreciate all the history that's in this room. Still very nervous. But when I came on, you know, I kept on hearing this analogy, this metaphor of the train has moved out of the station, community health workers and community health worker policy, it's moving down the tracks. You guys got to get on. There's no community health workers as conductors, and they're moving in the wrong direction. And as I've worked on this for the last couple of years, I've decided that's a really terrible metaphor, because trains are linear. They're tracks. They go in one direction, and we are not always doing that. We are on a ship in a sea. Sorry, I use metaphors because that's helpful to me. And sometimes the sea is not so calm, and sometimes it's dark and we're not exactly sure, but we have this faith that we're going to move forward. So this is a metaphor I'll be using today, a little bit about our work in Oregon. So really quickly, just to catch you up on Oregon terminology, in Oregon, community health workers fall under this larger umbrella of traditional health workers, which also include some other roles, peer roles, like peer support specialists, peer wellness specialists, and then also roles that don't necessarily mean that people are community members, like patient navigators or doulas. But we are bringing all these worker types together under this umbrella and trying to move policy forward together. And it has some benefits and challenges to it. In Oregon, we have coordinated care organizations. And very simply, these are just a network of healthcare providers that are working to help provide care right now just for Medicaid patients, but eventually for public employees as well. And they are, in some cases, the same as accountable care organizations, and in some cases, they are coordinating accountable care organizations. This is a just very this Kitzhopper is our governor, and so there's a lot of pressure on Oregon. We're similar to Massachusetts in that we're a little bit ahead of the curve. So with healthcare transformation in Oregon, the legislation in Oregon, similar to on the national level, really highlighted the role of community health workers and traditional health workers in their healthcare transformation bill. And as part of Oregon's Medicaid waiver and state plan amendment, we committed to training 300 new community health workers by 2015. And we also allowed for Medicaid reimbursement, which hopefully will be coming, for community health workers working under the supervision of certain licensed practitioners. We've been working on policy around certification and approval for training programs. And this past year, we, the Oregon Community Health Workers Association, in collaboration with other allies, passed a bill, and we'll tell you a little bit more about it at our 2:30 session if you're interested. But basically, we're seeing that community health workers were not at the table when it was coming to creating community health worker policy. And we needed to ensure that they were in the majority of the policy setting table for their profession. The current environment for community health workers in Oregon is very similar, in fact, to a lot of other states. It's a changing healthcare system, and key stakeholders don't always understand the role of community health workers, and they're unclear about their value. And our CCOs, our coordinated care organizations, are under a lot of pressure, and they have to show cost savings in 1 year. So that's kind of back to that experiment with our Kitzhoffer doing the surgery. So we're seeing some trends pop up. They've mandated to use traditional health workers and community health workers. And so what we've been seeing around the state are community health worker programs and job descriptions that hire social workers, primarily are around patient navigation or patient navigation with like a few other of the community health worker roles. Some of the hospital systems are using community health workers very narrowly, just providing transportation or even sometimes inappropriately interpretation. And many of these are still called community health worker roles. A lot of the programs that have gained favor in Oregon and in other states are primarily hotspotter programs. So, providing that individualized case management to very sick individuals. And this is really important because people have fallen through the cracks in our very failed healthcare system. But a lot of these positions were not being filled by Ortho's members because these were very highly paid positions and they were really looking for certain clinical expertise and not really valuing the experience-based expertise that most of our members have. So as a complement to the hotspotter model of case management, Ortho was also advocating for direct placement of clinical community health workers into patient-centered primary care homes, similar to what Sergio presented on, and also contracting for culturally specific community health worker services through community-based organizations. So back to the ship. The ship, we're in the middle of the sea, and it's going, it's going forward, and we're seeing some things happen, but we know that patient navigation is not, when we talked about community health workers and healthcare transformation, it wasn't just about the role of patient navigation. We know that there's more to the community health worker role. We heard this morning about all the incredible work that is being done out there, and we need to make sure that that is taken into consideration when we're building this workforce. So how do we steer this ship? How do we get it there? Well, we spent the first year making sure we got on the ship. So we rode big lifeboats to bring other community health workers and advocates onto the ship, and that was primarily through the development of the Oregon Community Health Worker Association, which I am very humbled and proud to work with. And we also are talking and organizing amongst the other passengers on the ship. So it's not just community health workers and providers. There's other key allies. There's policymakers. We're making presentations to whoever will listen to us and talking about our values and our definition about who community health workers are, what the work that they do, and how to define them. We also have recently created an Oregon Community Health Worker Research and Education Consortium, and this was twofold. We realized that there's a lot of focus on training of community health workers, but there needed to be an equal, if not more, emphasis on training the healthcare and social service system to understand about community health workers and to support them, to have that supportive culture, to be able to let community health workers flourish in their organizations. And so we have a research clearinghouse to support research about community health workers in Oregon.